Good morning. We continue with our study of Mishnayos. We are learning Masechtah Tamid. We are in Perek Zayin, Mishnayos Gimel and Dalet. Says the Mishnah, Bizman Shekohen Gadol Rotzeh Lahakdir, when the Kohen Gadol wanted to go ahead and do the Avodah, he had the right to go ahead and do all the steps anytime he wanted to. So says the Mishnah in Yuma. So Hayaolu Bakevesh Vazgan Biyumino, he would go up the ramp, and the Skan, the assistant Kohen Gadol, would be on its right side. He giel machtes akevish, when the Kohen Gadol got to the halfway up the ramp, achas askan bimino vehela ve'aleu. It was already heavy. He's wearing these two heavy stones, and he had all this other stuff on him. So the Skan would hold up to him, would hold on to him, and sort of lift him up to the top of the ramp. Oshutlo Arishon, the first of the nine Kohanim who carried up the Ivarim, would pander to the Kohen Gadol. Harosh V'Haregel, he would hold, he'd give him the head and the leg. V'samach Aleim, the Kohen Gadol would put his hands on the Ivarim, even though there is no Shchita on Shchutin. Normally you do Smicha only when the animal is alive. The Smicha's Kohen is a little different because he's showing the Chashivas of the Kohen. Uzrakam, and then he would go ahead, the Kohen Gadol, and he would take the Ivarim, and he would put them on the Mizbeach, he would throw them onto the fire. Hoshet Asheni the Rishon Shteyadayim, right? The second guy would give the first guy the legs, and then the first guy, Nosan the Kohen Gadol, B'samach Aleim B'Zarkan, and then the first guy would hold it up to the Kohen Gadol, who would do the Smicha, and then he would put it into the fire. Nishmat Asheni, then the second guy, who put out his hands, he would go, behalachlo, he finished his avoda. And then the third guy would come, and he would give it to the first guy, who would give it to the Kohen, etc., etc. V'kachayu moshitin lo shar kol ha'evarim. And that's how they would pass all the other evarim around to him. V'hu somech aleim b'zarkan, he would do the smicha, and then he would throw it on the fire. U'bizmanchu rotza, and when, if the Kohen Gadol wants, who somech, Vacherin Zerkin, he could have others go ahead and put it into the fire. When he would go around and pass and walk through the Mizbech, in other words, the way that you want to go around, how does he work? And how does he walk? It says the Mishnah, Mikaren Dromus Mizrachis, Mizrachis Tfonis, Tfonis Maravis, Maravis Dromus. He would walk from Mizrachis, from the southwest to the southeast, to the northwest, to the northeast. He would go from the southwest. I'm sorry, south. He would start from the southeast. I'm sorry. Then he would go to the northeast. Then he would walk to the northwest. And then he would walk to the southwest. That's how we would walk around. And he wouldn't carry the nesachim. The regular Kohen who was over there, he would go in the, and handle that process. Nasalo yayin lenesach, and then when he got to the southwest corner, that's where there were the two little places where you could put the nesachim. So that when he got there, they gave him the wine to do the nesach. Skano made ala keren. The assistant kohen would be standing on the corner by the kohen for the honor of the kohen. Basudrin biyado, and he would go ahead and hold the flags in order to show the levim it's time to start singing. And there would be two other Kohanim who were waiting by the Shulchanos. They would be holding two Chatzotros. Taku Variu Vitaku, they would blow. Bow, and those two Kohanim blew the Chatzotros. Then they would stand by Ben Arzar. Ben Arzar was the guy who was in charge of the Tzlatzal. Echad Mimina Vechad Mismolo, right? One would be on the east, one would be on the left, one would be on the right of Ben Arzar. Shacha the Nasech, then the Kohen would bend down to bring the Nasech, and the Skan would be holding the flags at ready. As soon as he waved the flags, Ben Arza hit the Tzlatzal, and the Kohanim would blow the Chatzotros. The Dibur Alevim Bashir, and the Levim would sing the songs. The Shir Shalyon, he gave the Perek, when they got to the end of the first situation, the first stanza, Taku, Bishach Vuam, they would blow the shofar and the nation would fall to the ground. Who say their Tamid Labota space Elokeini Yeratsin Shibanabim Heirubi Aminu? This was the way that they used to do things in the Beis Hamikdash. Yeratsin that it should be built and rebuilt Bim Heirubi Aminu. That was the process. Now, what songs did they sing? And that is the end of our Masechta, says the Mishnah. Hashir shahayu alaviyim omrim b'mikdash. This is the order. Bayom rishon hayu omrim la shemar tzumalot hevo yoshev. Ba'abashini hayu omrim gadol ha-shem la ma'od v'ro kenemar kacho. B'shlishi hayu omrim elokim nita ba'adasa el b'karav elokim mishpot. B'rivi hayu omrim kel nekamos ha-shem kel nekamos ha-fiya. B'chamish hayu omrim harninu leilu kemuzinu hariya leilu ke Yaakov. B'ashishi hayu omrim ha-shem alaki yisla ve'ish. B'shabas hayu omrim mizmashili yom ha-shabas. Mizmashil ha-sid lavo. In all the other days, we know the same order that we have as our shir shal yom today. That was the shir, the order of the shir that was sung in the Beis HaMikdash. On Shabbos, they would say Mizmor Shir Yom HaShabbos. Mizmor Shir LeYosid Labo is a Mizmor Shir for the future. LeYom Shekulo Shabbos Umnucha LeChayei HaOlamim. It's a day of the future. LeChayei HaOlamim. That's the way it was sung. And Be'ezus Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu should let it be sung again in the future as well. Mitzvah Hashem, we will learn Mesech Midos, which talks about the construction and the sizes and the architecture of the Beis HaMikdash. We'll begin that when we meet again tomorrow morning. Have a terrific, wonderful day.